of course, what can we do about it? Those of us who are lefties, how can we reclaim the dignity of the word being left-wing, which, of course, instead of it being a smear, I find this really interesting that it used to be left-wing smearing conservatives, of course. Do you think we're just getting it reflected back at us these days?
Well, what I'm trying to suggest in this book is that as I was growing up, there was an alliance between traditional conservatives and more traditional left-wingers. In other words, they worked in a sort of alliance. Okay, they fought, but nonetheless, Ben Chifley had glasses of scotch with Menzies. And when Chifley died, Menzies cried. It was a cooperation. Now they won't even breathe the same air in the same room. It is absolutely appalling. And what we see, for instance, when Obama came in during very difficult times, when, of course, there was the great crisis internationally of economics and so on, then the people on the Republican side refused to support anything that he proposed. They blocked absolutely everything. And it was quite interesting, just before the last election in Australia, I read Neil Brown, QC, who used to be, as you may remember, your Deputy Prime Minister under John Howard for a while. And he said he was going to vote, obviously, for the Liberal Party candidate in his district, but then for the Senate, he would vote for those people who could block everything and make life impossible if the Labor government came in. So there has been a determined move to be negative in every way on what's now called the alternative right. So I'm saying it's not a case of left versus right in the suggestion of my own experience, you know, growing up when things seem to make a sort of sense despite, you know, the kind of ragged rage against Margaret Thatcher. But she, nonetheless, I mean, Margaret Thatcher, just to have to remind you, was concerned about climate change. You know, I mean, she's a trained chemist from Oxford. She knew about that stuff. But now you have blockages of things. You have the right wing, even with ScoMo, not having any particular plans for the future. And if you go back to where it sort of began under Reagan, he said, government is not the answer, government is the problem. So there's been a kind of ruthless suggestion that we just nihilistically let things just fall apart. And I think what you need to do is recognise, and I've got some evidence in my book on this, that the majority in all our countries, that's over 63, 64, 65%, are people who believe in a civil society, but they are not being given a go through democracy by a combination of, in America, gerrymander, which is on a shameful scale, how it's being manoeuvred, and also in places like Australia where people did a kind of mischievous vote, as if there had been no history before the election was called and no future thereafter. It's just a bit like a sporting match. I think they should win. Doing. Oh, what have we done? What a surprise.
Yes, it's a very apt title, Turmoil, actually, when I think about this, because it does seem to reflect that we're just going round and round in circles. What worries me here with the picture that you're painting is how far right can you go before it all just disappears up its own fundament anyway? Basically, if the alt-right were given free rein, things would actually grind to a halt. There'd perhaps be a small elite who may benefit from this. But then it would just be downhill for the rest of us. And this isn't democracy, is it? This is not democracy at all. This is getting very close to fascism.
In many ways, it's got that kind of ludicrous mess situation out of which some sort of fascist situations grew. I mean, Trump is an extraordinary example of that. The only thing is that I'm sure he doesn't think in terms of major plans. He just mucks up. And it's from a muck up that other people can say take charge. But I really do believe that the Australian people believe in a civil society and have got a recognition of what needs to be done. And I know, having had various public offices, for instance, president of the Australian Museum Trust, for instance, the chairman of the Commission for the Future, and so on, I worked under a number of ministers, state and federal, left and right, and we did business together. And we found out what was necessary. We had conversations about that, and results came. Sometimes it was a bit on the slow side, okay, but those circumstances have changed, and they must change back so that we become an effective and efficient society where the public interest is matched by the need for market vigour. And there are lots of people who've written fantastically on that, and I could give you a list of names, but I've taken from their writing the idea of how you can solve many environmental problems, how you can maintain innovation and the creation of wealth, plenty of wealth, huge amounts that are being neglected, and make Australia what it should be, much greater again.